The girls' room in the new house had two closets. That was the most wonderful thing, because hardly anybody ever had two closets in a room, but that was such a wonderful thing. But most of the farmhouses didn't have closets. I know Allenwood was built with only one closet, and that was back in a back bedroom, and it was open clear to the shingles. So later, the flying squirrels started coming in the summer and eating up the blanket, the quilts and so forth. So we had to do something about that. But I tell you what the country people did. They built wardrobes. That's the Allenwood wardrobe right in there. And chests. They had the big wardrobes and big chests. And these chests were big enough to hold the chests were big enough to hold the blankets and so forth in the summertime. And all the linen, and the wardrobes held the Sunday clothes, and the everyday clothes. I reckon what you didn't have on was in a wash tub. Oh, they didn't have many clothes then like we do now. That's a funny thing, but there wasn't any need of it.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible to have such an accumulation of clothes as a girls had. I don't know about the girls, but I imagine they're doing the same thing.
Yes. Tell me about the room you cook in.
Well,
you call it obviously the what?
Kitchen. The kitchen.
And the little room off the kitchen where you store
and
your
pantries. We were so glad when we built a new house to have plenty of pantry room and butler's pantry between the kitchen and the dining room and a pantry to make up bread in and one to hold the canned goods. You know, it was just necessary to have all those. But in the old house, I don't remember our having any. We had closets in the bedrooms, but I don't remember. There surely was a pantry, but I don't remember it. I know, though, there must have been one, because I can't remember everything being... It probably had one. It probably had one, because it was built by reputable for people who would have had one.
What do you call the lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Relics.
Relics, okay. Do you have a room where you, did you know of a room, or what would you call a room where you store such odds and ends?
It was amazing when we decided to sell, to tear down the house, the amount of things that had accumulated in a basement room. There was a basement. We had a basement for the pipes to run and for old machinery and stuff to be stored. But this basement under the kitchen, where I remember that Mama and Papa had used to use it to hang up meat or something in the winter. Now, but everything that became to be not usable was stuck down in there, and Robert and Dorothy pulled everything out and washed it and had it on display and sold it at that auction. They had the old-fashioned waffle irons and the old-fashioned oh dear me, what were all those things? What? But anyway, things that somebody could use now, but as new electric things come in, did I mention waffle irons? They had the waffle irons.
Yeah.
And